Well, another week rolls round yet again. Andy Back's back with more of the Sounds of Scotland. Going to kick the show off with Mr. Callum Kennedy. Going to stick with me for the next 2 hours and go to the land of hills and the heather, Bonnie Scotland, for this Sounds of Scotland with Andy Mack here on 91.3 FM in Midwestern Ontario, and also on Erin Radio 101.5 FM, and also archived at thesoundsofscotland.com. Cram show this week. We're going to have Ronnie Ross on the telephone a wee bit later on, all the way from Inverness. We're going to be hearing what Ronnie's up to these days and hearing about his new CD, Shamrock and Heather. So that's Ronnie Ross in about half an hour's time. In the meantime, Cara Wilson's on the way. And we're doing in the wee room.
Doing in the wee room, underneath the stair. Everybody's...
Andy Mack, picking you up and making you feel good.
Hello everybody, this is Ronnie Ross from Inverness in the heart of the Highlands. You're listening to Andy Mack with the best Scottish show on the radio.
Well, thanks very much. Ronnie Ross. Well, a song written by Ronnie's dad, Stuart Ross, and Home to Inverness.
On the road that leads me home to Inverness.
O'er the highland hills and bends, through the valleys and the glens, I will take once more the road that I love best. O'er the lonely heather moors, I will wander as before, on the road that leads me home to Inverness. I have wandered all around, and much beauty I have found. On the road that leads me home to Inverness, on the road that leads me home to Inverness,
on the road. Oh, Scotland's own Ronnie Ross and Home to Inverness. Well, we're going to go home to Inverness and talk to Ronnie Ross. Hello Ronnie, how are you doing tonight?
Hello Andy, I'm just doing great, thank you.
It's great to talk to you here on the Sounds of Scotland. Now, what's the weather like in Inverness?
It's very wet and windy and very cold. And we're heading for a bit of snow, and I think it's coming from your part of the world.
It's going to snow in here in Midwestern Ontario, but there's nothing like a good dreek wet night to keep you amused and sitting by the fire listening to good Scottish music.
Well, I'm glad that you're listening to some of my songs there just now. I heard you play me in the background.
That's right. We just played Home to Inverness. Now, Ronnie, tell us about that song. It was written by your dad.
My dad was a singer and a band leader, and he wrote loads of songs over the years, and Home to Inverness was one of his kind of best-known ones. But he wrote for people like Jim McLeod and the Tartan Lads, the Alexander Brothers, Dennis Clancy, Callum Kennedy, and he also wrote country songs. He wrote for Daniel O'Donnell and people like that. So he wrote a lot of songs that people wouldn't know his name, but if they heard his songs, they would know him.
Can you give me some songs he wrote we might know?
Well, Jim McLeod, he did one called If My World Should End Tomorrow. The Tartan Lads, they did a few of his songs, like Here's to Scottish Whiskey. That's quite a well-known one.
Well, we play that quite often here on the show.
Yeah. The Alexander Brothers did the Highland Road. Dennis Clancy also did the Highland Road. He wrote the original words of The Dark Island, which Callum Kennedy and his daughter both recorded.
Yes.
There was a bit of controversy over that over the years because he thought the tune was traditional when he wrote it,
mm-hmm.
but it was actually copyrighted, and so there was a wee bit of consternation over that particular version over the years, but he wrote those original words.
Now you're following on his footsteps?
Not so much on the songwriting side, to be honest, but I played in his band, his dance band, from the age of 11. I was the accordion player. I started out in a five-piece band, and over the years that became a four-piece, then a three-piece, and down to a duo. My dad and I, we worked in the theatres and all over the country for a while, got homesick and came back to Inverness, and we just worked in the dance band scene. And then over the years, I drifted away and started playing myself. And I work as a kind of one-man band now and do a one-man show. I also have a recording studio, so we come under the umbrella of Ronnie Ross Entertainment. But I work as a solo entertainer, and I also work with other people producing albums for them in the studio side of things.
What kind of artists are you recording?
I work in the country field quite a lot with a girl called Paula McCaskill. In fact, a few weeks ago I heard your show and you played Winifred Moyer, a Scottish soprano. She's well known up here, and did an album for her.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlettes, Bob and Maggie, they run the summer show here in Inverness. We're going to do some work with them in the summer. And just various people, you know, odds and ends.
Now, you've got some CDs out yourself. Tell us.
I have. Well, I've got six current CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And but some of them are in different fields. I have a country album and a swing album. An album of sequence dancing songs and tracks. But the ones that are more in your field are The Memories of Scotland, which is the one that you just played a track from, and that's worldwide now. That's out in Pegasus Records.
That's right, there's 18 songs in this.
There is, yes.
Home to Inverness. We got Roses of Prince Charlie, Come by the Hills, Lovely Stornoway, the Island of Tiree, Moira Kerr song, Ha Highland Road, The Flower of Scotland, a whole bunch of great, great songs in this.
Well, that one's now all around the world on Pegasus Records, and people can get that on Amazon or whatever, and it's actually a budget company, so it's very reasonably priced, so mm-hmm. they can just look that one up on the internet and get it, no problem at all.
Now, you have a new CD out just recently called Shamrock and Heather.
Well, the idea behind that is to have a mixture of Scottish and Irish songs. I was struggling to get a whole album of new Scottish songs, so we put together some, you know, the Irish and the Scottish are very similar, and I love the Irish music. So I managed to find a bunch of Irish songs that I thought would make up a nice album, and we've put a mix of the two together and called it Shamrock and Heather.
I'm going to play a song off this CD, Shamrock and Heather by Ronnie Ross. It's the first track on the CD. It's called Galway Girl.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk up at AIA. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue.
Oh, Ronnie Ross and Galway Girl. That's off a brand new CD called Shamrock and Heather, track number one. And we have Ronnie Ross all the way from Inverness on the phone. Ronnie, how long did it take you to put that CD together?
Actually, that one took about 6 months from the start to the end. It was done in sections, and I was bringing in various musicians over that period, but you know, some of them I couldn't get at certain times. And the whistle player, a girl called Heather Forbes, she was the kind of last piece in the jigsaw. And once we got her part done, we managed to get the album finished and mixed. But I was waiting to find a whistle player for a long time, and there's a lot of them up here, but I just couldn't get any of them available during the day at the right times, if you know what I mean. So it took quite a while to put together.
And it must be a great sense of achievement when you're when you have your own recording studio. You're not buying time somewhere. You can take your time and do it right.
It's absolutely fantastic, and I've recorded in a lot of studios over the years, and the last album that I did outside of my own studios was with Phil Cunningham, who at the time was living just up the road from where I am, at Kraska Vegas near Bewley, and I recorded an album at his studio. But after I'd done that album, I thought, you know, I'm spending quite a lot of money here making these albums, and technology being what it is now, when you've been around studios for a long time, you realise, well, maybe I could do this myself, and started looking at building a studio, and I started small, and I've built it up to a much bigger, more commercial studio now. So it's great. It's wonderful to work with other musicians. It's truly a pleasure to work with other people.
I take my hat off to you, because you've recorded some songs on this new CD from my good friend Isla Grant. Now, we were just talking when there's a song was playing about Isla Grant. She's not that well known in Scotland. Any idea why?
I've got no idea why. I think she's an absolutely tremendous artist and a fantastic songwriter. I mean, she's just written so many wonderful songs. She's a huge star in Ireland, huge star across in places like Australia, and she's reasonably well known in Scotland, but not very well known. I mean, I wouldn't say she's a big star here, whereas she's much better known abroad, I think, really.
I was just saying last week on a Burns show, Robert Burns' mother had once said, I don't know what will ever become of Robert, but I know one thing, he'll be more thought of in 100 years than he is today. Probably the same is true to Isla Grant. When I had Isla on the show a while back, she told me she had over 200 songs she hadn't put to bed yet. She hadn't quite finished them. 200!
Well, I listen to a lot of internet radio programs, and especially from Ireland, you get a lot of the kind of Celtic, Irish, and a bit of Scottish from these sources. They play a lot of Isla Grant stuff, and the songs that I've got on this album, Lovely Loch Con, which is one of hers, and I'm on the Road Again, I got them through listening to Irish radio stations. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I've been playing quite a bit of Lovely Loch Con. It's a great, great song. Whereabouts in Ireland is Loch Con? You any idea?
I've got no idea. It's not a place I know of. I know that the other song, I'm on the Road Again, I don't think Isla Grant recorded that herself at all. She wrote it for her musical director.
Yeah.
And it was his version that I heard, and it wasn't until I looked it up for the MCPS purposes for getting the license rights,
yeah,
I found out it was actually written by Isla Grant, and then I tried to find out how it came about, and she wrote it especially for him because he was always on the road with her. So, and it's a lovely little song, that.
Yeah, well, I was telling her she needs to write a little bit more Scottish stuff, because she does write a lot of country stuff, but it's the Scottish stuff that seems to be kind of popular.
Yeah, I don't think she's done too many Scottish songs, but she did that one about Culloden and...
The Ghost of Culloden. I think if there was a number one in pop charts and in Scottish music, that would be number one right now. And a close number two might be a song that you recorded and was written by a couple of Germans. You know the tune I'm talking about?
That would be the Highland Cathedral.
Highland Cathedral. Tell us about that.
Well, the man that wrote the lyrics of that, you're right about the Germans. That's the tune, but the lyrics of that were written by an Inverness man,
mm-hmm,
and his name is Ben Kelly.
Yep.
Well, his actual name is Peter Kelly, but his stage name is Ben Kelly, and he's a very good tenor singer. And I actually used to work with his father, and his father was Peter Senior. We worked in the clothing trade when I was a very young man. He wrote the lyrics of this song, and I think they're great lyrics. There's actually two or three versions of Highland Cathedral out there because, several people have put words to it, but I think his are the best.
Land of my fathers, we will always be faithful and loyal to our own country.
One and only Ronnie Ross, all the way from Inverness and Highland Cathedral. Well, that's certainly the capital of the Highlands, and that is number 9 on Shamrock and Heather CD from Ronnie Ross. Now, Ronnie, where can you have a website?
Well, my website address is very easy. It's Ronnie Ross, RONNIERoss, all one, and .co.uk. That's .co.uk.
And there's a link. And there's a link on the Sounds of Scotland page, on the links page, if you're interested in giving Ronnie check out Ronnie's website. It's a great website. What does the future hold for Ronnie Ross?
Well, I'm working steady around the hotels here, mainly for a holiday group called Shearings Holidays. So I'm a resident from Monday to Friday in a different hotel each night. So I work in Gearloch and Fort William and Dornoch and Strathpeffer, these kind of places. And then I do dance work on a Saturday night, dances and shows.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday's my day off. So I worked in the recording studio during the day, and that's it, just work away steady.
So you're keeping busy. What are people asking for nowadays? Well, the music's changing, you know, and new stuff comes along. What's popular in Scottish music right now, when you're really in the field, as they say?
Well, I have to do just about every kind of music you can think of, from pop through country through easy listening, as well as a good dash of Scottish and Irish and all these kind of things. But in the local scene up here, there's a thriving kind of traditional music scene with people like Bruce McGregor and Duncan Chisholm and all these people, fiddle and accordion players, and Phil Cunningham, very, very popular, driving a kind of modern version of the Scottish music forward. And lots of youngsters coming through. I passed through Bewley recently when Blazing in Bewley was on, where they had all these kids being taught by people like Bruce McGregor for a week. And it's a wonderful thing to go into the hotel there and see all these kids just playing away and having a great time and being taught by such fantastic musicians. So the future is bright for Scottish music. I think it's absolutely terrific, you know.
And so not only are you singing, you play the accordion as well. What, you play other instruments as well?
I play accordion, guitar and keyboards. That's the three main ones. I dabble in other things. But I was originally an accordion player. And I changed from accordion to keyboard when I actually hurt my back.
Mm-hmm.
So I play less accordion these days, but I still play it a lot. You know, during the night, I'll pick up the box every now and again, throw in a few jigs and reels and do a few tunes, you know.
Well, one of the tracks off your Shamrock and Heather CD, track 7, that's Sarah's song. Do you want to tell us something about that tune?
Well, that tune was written by Phil Cunningham. And Phil is just an absolute genius. He can pick up just about any instrument and play it, not just knock a tune out of it, but play it fantastically well. And as a composer, he's just second to none in the modern age of Scottish music. I think he's just written some of the most beautiful tunes that you can imagine. And this is one of them. And when I recorded this, I didn't want to just copy what he'd done with Ali Bain, because you can't beat the best. So I tried to do a wee bit of a different arrangement to it and give it a kind of Clannad type feel by putting some backing vocals and stuff in. So I think it's come out quite nicely.
I'm glad you came away with a Clannad thing. I was just going to mention, you put some backing vocals in it, and it's awesome. It's really, really different, really, really unique. So I'm going to play it now, and we'll come back and after say a song. Beautiful haunting tune, Sarah's Song, recorded by Ronnie Ross on his new CD, Shamrock and Heather. Have you been getting a lot of airplay in some stations with the new CD, Ronnie?
Well, we're starting to get a lot more airplay. It's only just come out, and we're doing a new run of it. It's just, this should be in shops this week, I hope. The only place it's available at the moment is through the website, but by next week it should be available in shops, and we're sending out copies to more radio stations after that as well. So you're one of the first ones that I actually sent a copy to. That was one of the test copies that went out to you, so I'm grateful for you playing it. I really am.
Oh yes, my pleasure. And we need music all the time, all of us rogues in the radio, as we're called, you know.
You do a good job.
Oh, thanks.
I really enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thanks very much. Now, I heard you on, I was going to say the opposition, but they're not opposition. We're all working this together. You were on MFR one day, and I managed to tune in online. Was sometime last summer, was it, you were on?
With John Matheson and Ben and Mrs. Mack, wasn't it?
Yeah. At least they didn't tie you up in the studio and gag you like they did me, you know?
You would pay good money for that.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, a good time was had by one and all, and I didn't end up in Ragmore Hospital or anything. You know, the time before that, the last time I was in Inverness, I ended up in Ragmore Hospital. But that's a whole other story.
They're a great crew at the MFR, and Danny Ross and Graham Wilson, all these people, you know, they're all doing good jobs around here.
Yeah, we all talk to each other and we all have a good laugh, and we've got this poor woman in Shetland Islands that gives us all a hard time and keeps us on our toes, you know.
I've never come across her, but
we're very lucky.
Watching out for her.
we'll give her your email address. Anyway, she's probably
be doing that.
Yeah, she's probably got your website, ronnyross.co.uk. So if you get an email from Anne Smith in Whiteness in Shetland, you'll know what it's all about.
I'll know who it's from.
Anyway, Ronnie, it's really great. And thanks so much for staying up late in the wee small hours of the morning to talk to us here on The Sounds of Scotland.
I've thoroughly enjoyed it, Andy, and all the best to you and yours and to all your listeners. And thanks very much for playing the music, and really appreciate it.
Well, you keep the tunes coming, and we'll keep playing them. Anyway, we're talking a wee bit earlier on about I'm on the Road Again.
That's right. That's an Isla Grant song. I looked this up when I'd heard the song, and it was done by her musical director. And I think she wrote it specially for him. But I think it's a lovely, just a nice, breezy, kind of easygoing song, and I thoroughly enjoyed it recording it, and I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Well, we'll give it a listen, and as I say, thanks very much for talking to us here on The Sounds of Scotland.
Thanks again, Andy.
With my whistle, box and drum and favourite mandolin, I'm on the coach and on the road again. Every night I sing my songs, I'm back where I belong, on the stage and on the road again. On the road to places I have never been, on the road to meet old friends that I have seldom seen. So if you have the time to spare, come and see me now and then. I'm sure to pass your way, I'm on the road again.
Oh, I'm on the road again. The one and only Ronnie Ross, all the way from Inverness. My thanks to Ronnie Ross tonight for staying up late and having a wee chat, a wee blather with us here on The Sounds of Scotland. And glad to know they're having... Well, I'm looking out the window here and the snow's coming down. It's a kind of dreich wet night in Inverness. And thanks very much, Ronnie Ross. And that's Ronnie Ross with his brand new CD. And I was lucky to get it, one of the first ones to get it and play it. It's called Shamrock and Heather by Ronnie Ross. You can check him out at ronnyross.co.uk. If you can't remember that, check out The Sounds of Scotland.com, click on the links page, and Ronnie Ross's name's right there. Anyway, moving on, Fergie MacDonald's on the way, and a Betty Hill Barn Dance. Come on, you can swing round the floor with Fergie here on The Sounds of Scotland.